Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming up this half hour, we'll check in with Marty Griffin. And then 2 to 6, it's Colin Dunlap to take you home. Pittsburgh seems to always end up on these lists. Pittsburgh is the top U.S. city where home ownership is still within reach, even though it might not feel like that for a lot of people. And here to talk about it, our friend Robin Taylor with Coldwell Banker. Robin, good morning.
Well, good morning to you, Larry. Yes, this is good news once again. Pittsburgh steals the show for the most affordable housing in the country when you're looking at big cities. Now, this study was just done by Realtor.com. We've talked before. Zillow had come out with similar information earlier this year. So what they're looking at is they're looking at the median list price, and the median list price is $229,000. Now, compare that to the national average at $490,000, and it really does make Pittsburgh look like a bargain. So they're looking at the lowest prices in the top 50 metros. We've got a thriving job market, affordable homes to choose from, and it is cheaper to buy here than it is to rent. So this is all really good news.
That said, there'll be people that say, Robin, I can't find an affordable place to buy, so it's accessibility, I guess.
Well, if you are in what I would call the normal price range, where you're looking at houses that are, say, from $200,000 to $600,000 in this market, it may feel a little difficult to get into a home because the most desirable homes are coming on the market and we're still seeing multiple offers on those homes. But we're also seeing a lot of homes that aren't selling right away. And so this is the time of year where maybe you were a first-time home buyer, you were in the spring market, you got frustrated because you kept getting beaten out. Well, now a lot of those serious buyers have already bought, so the competition is a little bit less. And so you may have a better opportunity to get into a home.
And where are the prime spots? I'm curious, you know, for people who are searching. I know when people come from out of town, especially when they come from the bigger markets, they're always price surprised in a very good way if they didn't do much research, right? You come to Pittsburgh compared to Chicago, New York, LA, so many other places. But where can people, where's the hot spots? Where are the hot spots?
Well, I think there are little pockets of hotspots all over the place where there's affordable housing. I think that if you are if you're set on getting into a really good school district, then it may be a little bit tougher because there are lots of people that are really vying for those top school districts. But if you're willing to buy in an area that is maybe a good school district, but not necessarily the top school district, then affordability may be a little bit better. And the thing is that when you get into a home, there are so many advantages because you are going to build equity over time. So it's like putting money into a little piggy bank, and the home grows in value over time, so you build equity. Whereas compare that to someone who is just renting. By the time they're done renting, they haven't made any money off of that. Now, I want to keep in mind, though, if you buy a house, you have responsibilities. It will grow in value over time, but you have to maintain it. You have to take care of things. When it needs a new roof, you have to put a new roof on. When you need a new HVAC system, you need to do those things. So, yes, it's not something that you just put your money in and it just grows. You have to take care of it, but it also provides a home and stability. And so that's one of the reasons why home ownership is so valuable. And in Pittsburgh, we have great communities, and you develop a sense of community being in a home. And so that's part of the value to it.
Judging the affordability, we're with Robin Taylor with Coldwell Banker. What is the formula generally based on your income? How much of your income generally should be expected to go into your mortgage and interest and taxes?
No more than 40%. And I think that that's pushing it for a lot of people. But in Pittsburgh, we have affordability so that you can get into a house that you're not going to come anywhere near close to that. And you're going to have money to be able to do other things. So I always say, okay, you need to talk to a lender. You need to be at a level where you're comfortable. I always advise my clients, I don't want you to be house poor. If all of your money is going toward your house and you don't have any money to go out to dinner or to do anything fun, that defeats the purpose. So you want to be at a level that's affordable. And a lot of times first-time home buyers come in and they want that dream home. But maybe that's a little out of reach right now. So maybe they need to focus on getting that smaller home, that first home, putting some effort into it, painting it, making it their own, and living there, say, 3 to 5 years, and then selling that home and buying that dream home. It's a step process, but financially, it's a much better move because their payments are affordable. And then once they're making more money, then they can afford those higher payments. So, you know, you have to temper your expectations, but it is quite possible.
All right, before you go again, let's go over those numbers again. The average home price across the country, I was surprised how high.
The average across the country is $490,000.
Wow.
So you're talking about almost $500,000 just to get into a basic home.
And here in Pittsburgh?
$229,000.
So less than half the national average. That's eye-opening.
It's a big difference. It is definitely a big difference.
Appreciate your time as always, Robin. Thank you. The next thing we need to do is get interest rates to drop so people can refi who bought in the last few years with higher mortgage rates.
Yeah, well, talk about interest rates. They're right under 7% right now, which is a little hard to stomach when we went through 3% just a few
right.
years ago, but it's pretty close to the historical average. So it may not be fun, but it's not crazy.
All right, sounds great. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Larry. Always love being on.
Robin Taylor with Coldwell Banker. Coming up, we're going to check on the traffic and weather for the weekend, plus Marty Griffin, a preview on the way.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.